This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Citing success in rallying throughout the state, Wisconsin's top Democrat wants to lead the party nationally. Lisa Hale has more.
Ben Wickler, who's the chair of Wisconsin's Democratic Party, has announced he's running to be the Democratic National Committee chair. He launched his campaign website Sunday with the slogan, Unite, Fight, Win. He joins a long list of Democrats vying for the position. The election will be on February 1st.
Winter rules are in effect for parking in Milwaukee. The city has implemented its winter parking regulations, which means that people have to get a permit to park on the street overnight. Fines start at $35 and can rise to $150 during declared snow emergencies. The winter parking rules will be in effect until March. A major fire impacted an historic Milwaukee building near MLK and Chambers last night. The two-alarm fire caused the roof to collapse and the over 100-year-old structure. Officials say at this point they discovered hoarding-like conditions in the basement. A cause isn't yet known. No injuries were reported. One of the Milwaukee Walgreens going away will close Thursday. Walgreens will shut down its MLK Drive location this week, continuing its nationwide store reduction effort. That'll see 1,200 locations shut down across the country. The Walgreens at Layton and National shut down in October. Flags are down today to remember a Wisconsin woman that made history. The governor made the order in memorial of Betty Jo Nelson, who recently passed away at the age of 89. Nelson served 6 terms on the assembly and became the first woman to lead a minority party in the state legislature. Her career included federal appointments in agriculture. She also held leadership positions in the Junior League of Milwaukee and with the Girl Scouts. There's a memorial for Nelson today in Milwaukee. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Packers get ready for Detroit. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers face the Lions Thursday night at Ford Field. I asked quarterback Jordan Love, was it weird holding a Wednesday type of practice on a Sunday afternoon?
Definitely. It was definitely a weird week, and it was weird to wake up and know that there's other football games today. So it doesn't feel like Sunday, but like I said, we're treating it like a Wednesday.
NBA, the Bucks are now 10-9 after beating the Washington Wizards over the weekend. Up next, they host the Detroit Pistons tomorrow night at Five Serve Forum. The Bucks have won 6 in a row. College hoops, the Badgers with a 74-53 win over Chicago State. Tomorrow night, they'll face the Wolverines at the Kohl Center.
We know now we jump back into deep water Tuesday night with league play opening up, and got a really good Michigan team coming in here. So we'll use Sunday and Monday to prep for that. And get ready to, like I said, jump into Big Ten play.
That's Wisconsin's head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Clouds and a few flurries this morning, gradually clearing this afternoon. We'll get to around 32 today. The wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 21. Tomorrow partly cloudy, 32 on Wednesday. Mostly cloudy, a few snowflakes, breezy with a high in the mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 15.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.